This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live with Aria, Peekless, and Choa tonight, 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind, 603-283-6160. And as I mentioned, we do have a story about the coronavirus lab leak theory. To me, it's not even worth discussing. I mean, we have a coronavirus that we were told originated with a bat in a territory where there is a research lab that conducts coronavirus experiments on bats. So I think it's a fairly open and shut case, but a lot of people...
Pure coincidence.
Yes.
I mean, just because we have the one place where we would have cooked this thing up right next to the place that it officially started is no reason to believe that we cooked this thing up in the place where it started.
Oh, and you know, Fauci gave millions to this lab.
Exactly. Fauci is the best person ever. I'm sure he would never have given money to a lab that was doing gain-of-function research. He told me himself.
But before we get into that, I have something more interesting, I think. The average American evidently thinks they could survive 2 weeks in the wild despite a lack of experience. And that sounds about right to me. If you had to ask me how long I could survive in the wild, that would probably be about what I would estimate, 2 weeks. But that would be solely based on the fact that I would not starve to death in the period of 2 weeks. That takes closer to a month. And I know how to filter water.
I was going to say, so the starving to death is not that big of an issue if it's just 2 weeks that you have to do, but thirsting to death is absolutely an issue for 2 weeks.
Yes, it's fairly simple. Never always find the running water, then you don't have to filter it, generally speaking. I mean, if you're in a natural place that's not polluted, obviously.
And it's kind of a rolling the dice, though. I mean, if you don't get it from a spring, you're probably going to ingest all sorts of nasty buggers, and they might very well give you dysentery. And that'll do a lot worse for your...
Make you more dehydrated.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you catch dysentery, you will remove yourself of all your fluids, and you will die from it.
Yeah, so it's still a good idea to filter water, unless you can actually, you know, identify the spring and collect it directly from there. Well, but 2 weeks, I think, would be easy. It's longer than that where you have to start worrying about, you know, starving to death.
Well,
but then again, most people don't know how to start a fire. Let's get into it.
Yeah, the elements will kill you. Like, if you don't have the ability to keep yourself the right temperature.
Yeah, you want me to survive New Hampshire in December for 2 weeks out in the wilderness? No, I'm probably going to die, just to be totally honest. It depends on what materials I have to work with, I guess. Whether or not I can build myself a shelter with a fire and all of that.
So, I think this is a perfect example of the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Yes, most people severely underestimate how hard it would be. You want me to survive New Hampshire during the summer for 2 weeks out in the wilderness? No problem. Well, I'm not going to be happy about it, but I'm fairly confident I would survive.
Well, are you going to be so upset by it that you decide to drink spring water and give yourself dysentery?
No, I know how to filter water, so that's what I would do. But based on a recent survey...
You're probably one of the only people that's right about it.
Many Americans feel confident that they could survive in the wilderness for more than a week. Unfortunately, when it came down to specifics, many respondents seemed less prepared than they assumed. Interestingly, the reason that I'm confident that I know how to filter water is not just because I've done it, but it's because of the Mythbusters. They were the ones who taught me how to use evaporation in order to filter water and get pure water. Even if it's salt water, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Mythbusters, great show, severely underestimated, or underrated, rather. Well, I don't know how true that is. I think everybody liked it. Regardless,
it was huge, and they ended.
Regardless, the survey also suggests that the last year has given Americans a greater appreciation for the outdoors. But according to a recent survey, the average American believes they can survive 16 days in the wilderness. When pressed on specific skills, however, it seems they may be lacking in some important areas. According to the survey, only about 17% of the respondents were very confident they could start a fire with a flint. I don't think I could. That's something I would have to practice. I should probably practice that before I get stuck in the wilderness for 16 days and have to survive.
So I'm not confident about my long-term survival just because there is so little food. Like, my God, out in the wild, there is so little to eat.
This is not true.
Well, we're talking 2 weeks, 16 days, 3 weeks at the top, at the most, you know. I think you would survive.
And after
you'd be
a
very
week
hungry
is,
after.
Well, after a week is when you would start thirsting to death.
Right.
I think there's a lot to eat out in the wilderness. I know how to forage. I could probably identify over 30 things that I could just easily pick up and eat. So, it's not hard to learn these things. And I think it's...
Have you ever tried?
I do it all the time.
Like, just straight
up? If I want to. I don't really particularly want to eat dandelion leaves. But if I wanted to, I could easily eat dandelion leaves.
So you've survived just from foraging for a while?
No, I haven't actually practiced it, but I can see that I could definitely survive.
And I think that's the Dunning-Kruger effect right there. Like having
knowing that he can eat dandelion leaves is a step beyond me. Mm. I would just not eat.
Right.
I can clearly identify four different mushrooms, and like you know, I can easily identify certain things that if you pull them out, you can eat the roots after just a very small processing. If you have you know a rock and another rock, you can smush them down and find a way to boil it. Or you know, there's ways you can survive. It's not that hard, guys.
So he's got the food part down. I don't have that down. But like I said, you can go 16 days without eating, so surviving that period of time isn't a huge concern to me.
I heard that Bitcoin Gandhi, Dave Ridley, has been eating maple tree leaves on his journey.
Hmm. Man, the sacrifices that dude is making to raise awareness for the Crypto 6 is beyond measure. He is walking across New Hampshire from Keene, right next door to my house is where he started, to Concord. Stopping and talking to people on the way, largely to raise awareness of the Crypto 6 and to deliver what he refers to as a handbill to, I think, the state attorney's office, complaining about their involvement with the FBI on the Crypto 6.
I was happy enough to bring him tacos and relieve him from those maple leaves, so he was very joyed for that, so...
If I had a way of finding out where he was so I could take him something, that would be ideal. But all of his updates are going to the Telegram chat, which I can't use.
Okay.
So I have no way of knowing where he is at any given time. But, like, today would have been ideal because I didn't have a whole lot to do today other than taking someone to Walgreens. So I could have easily picked up some tacos or some local burger or something and ran it out to him. But it's amazing what he's doing. And... this is because, for those who somehow don't know, you can go to thecrypto6.com to find out about it. On March the 16th of this year, the FBI raided like 17 total properties across New Hampshire. One of them was the Free Talk Live studio here, the residence of Ian Freeman, the residence next door, my residence, the residence of a 60-year-old grandmother, and the residence of Andy and Renee Spinella. And essentially, when you look at the indictment, the charges are basically as white collar crimes get. It's allegedly operating an unlicensed money transmission business. And for that, they ripped out windows here and flew a drone in to, quote, search for bombs. At least that's what I'm told.
And is that the official reason why they demolished?
I haven't heard the official reason. Mm. That's just all hearsay. It's that they were searching for bombs and they wanted to... But really, I mean, the real reason they did all of that was because they had a bunch of fancy toys and they finally had an excuse to play with them.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't that harsh with me. And I don't think they were that harsh with Colleen, although there was some weird behavior the FBI did there that I'm not going to talk about. But it's all related to Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, hence the name the Crypto 6.
And I think part of the reason that they did that particular tactic is to intimidate, well, people like us.
Well, they didn't succeed. I was afraid that Wednesday night that I got out. Well, I got out the Tuesday night, but the Wednesday night, as I was just sitting there at home alone, I was just legitimately traumatized for a period. I could see fear in my eyes, fear that it could happen again. Because there's nothing quite like reaching the bottom of your stairs and having the FBI pointing guns at you. And these people, by the way, are still holding Ian despite that the judge ordered his release last week. Check it out, TheCrypto6.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. We'll be right back.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You can call in, you can talk about whatever you want, or you can join us in this discussion about survival. As we were pointing out, I think I have better chances of surviving in the wilderness than I do surviving the government. I mean, the government is certainly deadlier these days than the wilderness. I mean, people die in the wilderness, absolutely, every single year. People die in the elements, so to speak. But how many people are governments killing each and every year? I mean, how many people have been killed by American police just this year? Or last year? I don't know what the numbers are, but it's probably about 2,000 because that's usually about where it's at. It's constantly going up.
And for those of you playing along at home, the word search for that is democide. How many people do governments kill every year? Look it up.
Well, about,
it's fun.
About 282 million in the 20th century.
Well, there you go.
Well, if you include war as well, then it's closer to 450 million.
Mm. Yeah, democide does not include war, and it doesn't include the people that they drafted into putting themselves in harm's way to carry on these wars.
Someone else pointed on DLive, which you can find out at DLive.freetalklive.com, which you can find at DLive.freetalklive.com, where you can watch the video streams and all of that. Someone pointed out that surviving for 16 days in Arizona is also drastically different from surviving 16 days in the New Hampshire spring.
That is very true.
So the difference in where you are, like, if you dropped me off in Death Valley, yeah, I'm probably dead within 24 hours.
Right.
But the circumstances play a big role here. I think that the wilderness, as I understand it, here in New Hampshire, during the spring right now, I'd be fine for 16 days. Any longer than that, and it's not going to be pretty.
Mm.
But only 14% of the respondents to this poll thought that they could identify edible plants and berries. I think that number is drastically higher than it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably closer to 1%, and the other 13% just assume that they can identify.
I'm sure I'll see something.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll see an apple tree out there somewhere.
Oh, it's a berry?
Further, only 35% were able to correctly identify poison ivy, which means 65% of these people could see poison ivy and say, yeah, that looks edible. Let's go ahead and eat that. The survey also showed that the last year apparently gave many Americans a newfound appreciation for nature. A majority responded that they felt that nature activities were the safest way of getting out of the house during the pandemic and ensuing lockdowns. This sentiment, that's not important. None of the rest of this is important, so it gets off into stupid, unimportant crap that I don't want to talk about. So the coronavirus, as they mentioned, the pandemic provided people with a new appreciation for nature. I don't know. I didn't see it.
Hey, now that I'm not allowed to go to work anymore, guess I'll take a walk if they let me, when they let me.
It's probably what also instilled this confidence in that they could survive for 2 weeks. I was like, oh, I took a four-hour hike through the trails. I'll be fine.
I got my vaccine. I could survive the wilderness.
Right.
So coming to us from Fox News, as reporting on coronavirus lab leak theory grows, critics accuse media of suffering, quote, amnesia on the topic, because I remember this.
Mm-hmm.
People do. When this whole idea was first put forward, people laughed it off and said, no, that's clearly not the case. That's conspiracy theory nonsense.
Well, and here's what I think is the element of doublethink here. So the ordinary person believes that on the one hand, COVID-19 is something that could just randomly evolve in a bat and then transfer to humans.
Not impossible.
But they do not think that it is just some mere cold or flu. On the one hand, it is powerful enough that we have to shut down the entire world for it. But on the other hand, it couldn't be something that we invented. No, it's just a naturally occurring thing. You know, like flu variations and cold variations. But it's not a cold or a flu.
Yeah, it's a brand new one.
When it's literally a cold. I mean, a coronavirus is literally a cold. A new one's rising wouldn't be especially shocking to me. But, yeah, it seems pretty likely that this thing went. I mean, we have to look at just the facts alone that the Wuhan lab experiments on coronavirus in bats specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And the theory is that it originated with a bat and a coronavirus
mm-hmm.
in Wuhan.
Right.
I don't know what else people need to hear.
The one biological research laboratory that investigates these things, officially according to China, also where we have a bunch of American projects doing gain-of-function research. But no, I'm sure it couldn't possibly be related.
So this time last year, the mainstream media largely dismissed the Wuhan coronavirus lab leak theory as a fringe or conspiracy theory. But with Dr. Anthony Fauci becoming the latest leading figure to question the origins of COVID-19, outlets are increasingly treating it as a serious possibility. What I love most about everything that's happening right now isn't related to any of this. It's related to the CDC and them saying that, hey, if you're vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask. And suddenly, the left hates the CDC.
Really?
Yeah, they don't know what they're talking about. This is unscientific. And you see this all over social media, when for the last year, they have propped up the CDC as unimpeachable when it comes to advice. But no, the CDC went against their religious beliefs now,
mm-hmm.
and they're not willing to change their religious beliefs accordingly.
Well,
because it's not science anymore. It wasn't science this whole last year. It was just a religious belief.
Well, if you imagine a, say, Middle Ages European town, and all of a sudden they are being told that they are not allowed to wear crosses anymore. Like, that's basically what you've given the left. So, like, they had this wonderful way of virtue signaling of, see how much I care about your grandma, I am willing to not show my face, and now that act of such extraordinary compassion that I can show everyone's being taken away from them.
No, they can still wear masks.
Well, yeah.
And a lot of them are still doing so.
It's not the same when the CDC doesn't tell you to.
No, it's even better, because with the CDC ordering basically everyone to wear masks because governors were taking their advice from the CDC, the mask became mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a symbol of their religious beliefs anymore. It was something that everyone had to do, whether they believed it or not.
Au contraire.
Now it's a religious belief again.
So the fact that it was ordered is exactly why it's a symbol of their beliefs. So,
well, they were wearing beliefs. They were wearing the mask before it was ordered.
Fair enough. But I mean
these are the people who are double masking and who are lowering the mask between bites of food at the dinner table and who are, you know, social distancing and all this other crazy crap. We've been throwing raves and hanging out constantly at parties here in Keene. And a lot of us actually finally got COVID-19 a freaking entire year later, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately after the FBI raid, for whatever that's worth, we had hundreds of strangers entering our homes, and suddenly we all got sick. But it's most likely that it was a result of Michael Hampton, who's always in and out of hospitals.
I didn't get sick.
I'm sorry?
I didn't get sick.
I did. And I still largely don't have a sense of smell or taste. I do. It's coming back. But it's been like 6 weeks now, 7 weeks.
Congratulations.
2 months. I'm so tired of not being able to taste food.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, it's just a cold.
It's just a cold.
603-283-6166.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A new report is raising more questions about the origin of the coronavirus. The Wall Street Journal reporting that a U.S. intelligence report shows that three scientists at China's Wuhan Institute of Virology were hospitalized in November 2019 with symptoms similar to COVID-19. There's a lot of speculation that the virus could have leaked from the lab. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling Fox News, we have to get to the bottom of this.
The Chinese Communist Party knows what happened here. These three individuals who became sick, the symptoms were consistent with what someone would get to be symptomatic of if they had COVID-19, the Wuhan virus.
Illegal immigrant children detained at the Texas border are being flown as far away as Tennessee. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn saying he's not surprised. Republican Governor Bill Lee of Tennessee calling the plane loads of illegals being shipped to his state unacceptable. USA Radio News. President Biden is advising vulnerable regions to get ready for hurricane season, which officially starts on June 1st.
My administration is going to bring every resource to bear every time to help American people weather emergencies.
Visiting FEMA headquarters in D.C., Biden also warns about the expected wildfires in the West. Biden noting these extreme weather events and natural disasters don't care about political affiliation.
Not about red states and blue states. You all know that. It's about having people's backs in the toughest moments that they face.
Peloton is building its first factory in the United States. The $400 million factory will be located just outside of Toledo in Troy Township, Ohio. Peloton expects to break ground later this summer on the project, which should bring more than 2,000 jobs to the area. The factory should be up and running by 2023. This comes after Peloton recalled both of its treadmill machines earlier this month. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. You can call in. You can take control of the airwaves, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We provide you with a platform to talk on national radio about anything you want, to express your opinions, even if you disagree with us like Scott the Bigot does. We're going to let you speak. We may disagree with you on the air, but we will let you get your piece out as long as you keep it FCC friendly. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Joa, and Pigless Mountaineer.
And we're talking about the coronavirus lab leak theory again. A few examples of how the media were reporting on the lab leak theory a year ago, when Senator Tom Cotton, who I'm not a very big fan of, suggested that it had emerged from a lab known for bat coronavirus experiments. Because let's not overlook that. I didn't know that. I knew they were doing experiments on, they were a biological research lab doing experiments on viruses and stuff like that. I did not know they were specifically known for bat coronavirus experiments.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is a critical part of the...
A little suspicious, that.
Yeah. Considering that all of we've heard from the start was that it most likely originated with a bat.
Right. Well, and so if you look at the biology of this thing, It is SARS-2. That is exactly what it is.
Yes, SARS-CoV-2, or I don't remember exactly what the term is.
Yeah, like they call it COVID, but and honestly, that actually refers to the disease, not the virus. They call it coronavirus, which is an entire class of viruses.
Including the common cold.
Right. But the most accurate term for this thing is SARS-2. That's what it is. Now, if you look at
the first SARS wasn't that big a deal either, was it?
So SARS, it gave you some really nasty symptoms, but it didn't catch very easily.
So does the cold.
Right. Well, for a virus even, it gave you some really nasty symptoms, but it wasn't that that easy to transmit. Now, the difference between SARS and SARS-2 is that SARS-2, or COVID as they call it, is SARS wrapped in something that looks like the outer shell of mumps. So mumps is one of those very, very easily transmissible diseases, but not very effective.
Okay.
So if you were looking for a super virus, this is what it would look like.
Well, except it's not very deadly to anyone who's not a geriatric
patient. Yeah, it turns out it doesn't work very well. But if you were trying to create a weapon, this is exactly what you would expect to see in one of the steps of your attempts to create a biological weapon.
So Senator Tom Cotton, quote, repeats fringe theory of coronavirus origins, the New York Times wrote. Trump says U.S. investigating whether coronavirus spread after Japan lab mishap, but cites no evidence, a USA Today article read. The Washington Post wrote, new research explores how conservative media misinformation may have intensified the severity of the pandemic. There were far more from where those came from, noted conservative writer Drew Holden in a lengthy thread about the media's fluctuating tone. And, of course, then they just outsourced their actual journalism to a bunch of screenshots or Twitter posts that I'm not going to read.
That's
Politico, I hate that. Right? You get a news article and it's fascinating, and then it just posts a bunch of screenshots from Twitter.
Well,
it's like that's not journalism.
How are we supposed to pay to keep up all our contacts in the U.S. government if we're like doing journalism?
Politico referred to the lab leak as a conspiracy theory before wondering why more research hadn't been done on lab experiments, an editorial phenomenon that Holden described as amnesia. This is disappointing. It's just a bunch of quotes from freaking Twitter. Moving on.
And I'm honestly very shocked that Dr. Fauci is calling for us to look into this, because it seems to lead directly into his pockets. Like, he's the one who's, well, not the only one, but he's one of the people who's sending all of this funding to the U.S. projects being done in the Wuhan lab.
I certainly was not surprised when I heard this. I don't know, I've probably heard this like 6 months ago that this happened. Was not shocked. You know, he's trying to sell his product. So he's doing a great job at it and created a whole new religion behind it. So
if you look at the evolution of the virus in bats and what's out there now, the scientific evidence is very, very strongly leaning toward this could not have been artificially or deliberately manipulated. Everything about the stepwise evolution over time strongly indicates that this virus evolved in nature and then jumped species, said someone in the, I guess it's Fauci. They didn't actually say who was speaking. It was probably further up, embedded somewhere in the screenshots or tweets that I skipped past. Having quoted both men, Kaliza, who was probably also mentioned previously in the tweets, only one of those two people is a world-renowned infectious disease expert, and it's not Donald Trump. But Fauci said over the weekend that he's not convinced the coronavirus developed naturally. No, actually, he said, I am not convinced about that. I think we should continue to investigate what went on in China until we continue to find out to the best of our ability what happened. Now, I've seen some of the videos of what supposedly happened in China following the origination of the coronavirus, or SARS-2, however you wish to characterize it, and it was horrifying what was going on. I don't blame anyone who saw that for freaking out once it was revealed that the virus had reached America. I was too at first. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh man, I mean, this thing is serious enough where people are just falling over dead in the streets because there were videos of that. But as it happens, I don't know what's going on with those videos, but they don't seem to have been legitimate because I haven't seen any of that. And I'm talking young, healthy people just walking and then suddenly they collapse and die on the streets. It doesn't seem to be happening
anywhere else in the world, so I tend to think it probably wasn't actually happening there. This was some fear-mongering being done by some angry Chinese dissident who was creatively editing videos.
Yeah, that does make me wonder about that, because, like, you know, one of the videos I had seen early on in this was just, like, panning around and, like, having a bunch of screaming, and I'm like, sounds to me like you put the wrong soundtrack on your video. Because, like, you couldn't see any of the actual people screaming, but it was just, oh, look at this footage of China, and people are screaming.
Yeah, look at this footage of fires everywhere, and, you know, they're saying they're burning all the bodies and stuff like that, but I don't see any of that. I mean, sure, could have happened in China, and footage of the police welding people's doors shut and things like that. It's like,
and with a population that large, you're going to have enough footage of just about everything that you want to sample from. So, yeah, with that many people, somebody's just going to suddenly collapse.
Well, and
someone else will catch it on video, because you have enough people, and we all have video phones.
Yeah, but China is state-run, like, internet and infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see how a lot of this would be censored. I'm sure if China really cared about this being put out there, they would have blocked it.
Mm-hmm.
So in their own defense, they would have kept it. But
they did. The person who was posting these videos, at least one of them, was removed from Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
It was alleged that the videos were being shared via WhatsApp, which I think is allowed in China, evidently. No, through
TikTok?
It's the official Chinese government communication app. I don't remember what it's called now. I'm spacing on it. But whatever WeChat, that's it.
Mm.
They were being shared with WeChat, and, you know, people were getting them and bringing them outside of the United States before they were deleted from WeChat.
Mm.
Because the Chinese censorship, it's good, but it's not undefeatable.
Right. Well, and so a lot of this, I think, is just like we've reached a point where the U.S. government and the Chinese government decided that they would use this single lab for a bunch of biological research, and now that something has gone catastrophically wrong, China's pointing the finger at the U.S. because they had a bunch of projects in that lab. The U.S. is pointing its finger at China because it is China's lab, and they're both officially denying that this came from that lab at all.
Is no one else kind of surprised that the U.S. government is even working with China to develop experiments and presumably viruses? I would expect the United States government to be doing that, sure. And there's very compelling evidence that Lyme disease was a created virus.
I come to expect it because I recognize that they're fundamentally evil.
Well,
but yes,
I have no idea why the people who buy the antagonism between these two governments would think that they'd be willing to work together on this biological research.
What do you think? How did this virus get started? Is it just a cold? 603-283-6160. You can call in and weigh in on that, or change the subject. Whatever you want. 603-283-6160.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You can join us, talk about whatever you want, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We're a talk radio show that empowers you to express your opinions on national radio and on the internet, but primarily on national radio. That's where most of our audience is. 603-283-6160. And one of the reasons we're able to do that is thanks to the AMP program. So I want to say thank you to RV Chris, who is tonight amplifier. This means that RV Chris contributes at least $10 per month to the AMP program. We don't ask that. All we ask is $5 per month. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The program is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, to get us on more radio stations, to get our streaming numbers up, all of that great stuff, to advertise the show to people who may be interested in hearing the ideas of liberty or hearing your opinions. So, RV Chris, thank you so much for the contributions. We hope you continue amplifying the show, and we hope you continue enjoying it. But let's go to the phones. We've got Eamon calling. Eamon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
So, I just wanted to put in my two cents. A lot of people are talking about the Wuhan lab and all that.
Well, it's certainly suspicious that the territory where there is a lab that conducts experiments on coronaviruses is also the location that a new coronavirus suddenly came from. And not just a coronavirus, one that allegedly is unlike any other coronavirus out there, with the spiky protein.
Yeah, I mean, it probably was, did come from there, but I think that the reason why you're seeing a lot more people talk about this and being covered in mainstream media, I think it's a trap. I think they're trying to use this as a way to get people to reinstate all the fear porn and all that, because they want you to think that, oh, oh, now it's it was man-made, so it's like this super virus, and it's going to be more deadly than we even tried to convince you it was before. I think that's actually how, one of the reasons how they got, how it got this far to begin with, is because all the...
Well, why would they ever have denied that it was man-made then? I mean, that could have increased the fear porn substantially to say, hey, this isn't just something that evolved. This is something that humans designed to kill people.
Two reasons I can think of for that is, number one, if you don't tell us that it's man-made, then it's still mysterious. And that makes it even scarier until we get bored of that, and then you can add another layer to it.
Yeah, they're certainly holding all their cards on this, and they're going to play them when they think is suits best for their agenda.
Right. Yeah, number two, if they did it right away, they couldn't play that card now.
I don't know, and I don't think the fear porn is going to work for very much longer. There certainly is a subset of liberals that I've seen who are like, I'm still going to wear a mask anyway because I don't know you and I don't trust you, and you could kill my great-grandmother or whatever, but... Like here in Keene is a very liberal city, but its city councilors have evidently been fielding complaints for the last few weeks of people who are saying, hey, we thought this nonsense was going to go away once we got vaccinated. Well, we're vaccinated now.
Right.
When are you going to get rid of these mandates?
This is the scariest part about this whole virus, or supposed virus, that people believing this. The day one that I heard about this, I knew the gig was up. I knew that this was another planned event and to control the masses, and they're doing a pretty good job at it, I gotta tell you.
Well, it's definitely a distraction.
Yeah.
I mean, look over here, look in this hand, not in this hand.
But what are they distracting us from, would be the question.
Well, everything else that they're doing, really.
Here's... So, what I think I found is the smoking gun behind the whole thing. And, like, people haven't been talking about this at all. And I was opposed to the whole thing from the beginning.
So what's this looking like?
There was this story that people talked about for, like, a day, then no one brought up the Red Cross blood bag story. I don't know if any of you guys heard about this from back in, like, September of 2020.
I have, where they tested blood and they found proof that, you know, the coronavirus or SARS-2 was in the United States as early as the fall of 2019. Is that what you were talking about?
Yep. And
there was not as much coverage of that as there should have been.
Yeah, so my theory is that because I know, like, how human psychology works, apparently none of these people do, like... it's a very real phenomenon that, like, people who are hypochondriacs, they get sick significantly more than people who aren't. If you are mentally consumed into worrying about getting the coronavirus, you're significantly more likely to get it.
They've done a whole lot of things that make people more susceptible to disease because of this.
The first person at my other place of employment who got COVID-19 was the most paranoid about it. And that seems fitting. Yeah. And the person who was least paranoid about it took more than a year to get it, despite, according to, you know, people on the left, extremely high risk behaviors. I mean, I was the door guard, whatever the term is, at a New Year's Eve party that saw more than 100 attendees, all of whom walked by me
and interacted
with me for extended periods of time, not to mention the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year and Fork Fest last year, and it took me more than a year of that reckless behavior to actually get sick.
Right. Now, I don't quite see how knowing that this thing started, that this was in America in fall of 2019, how is that a smoking gun?
Because, so now if you notice that, so this year, I believe the date that was had the most coronavirus deaths and cases is sometime in January.
Seems about right. That's usually when flus and colds and stuff like that are at their worst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but coincidentally, what was the highest in 2020? It was like sometime in March, coincidentally, like 2 weeks after they declared the state of emergency.
Mm.
So all of the, so in other words, basically, if the government had, let's say this was all real and the government just lied about it and it didn't exist at all, nobody would have died of it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the call tonight, Eamon. I can't help but notice that flu numbers went down. And, they like to...
By like 98%.
What I've seen people arguing is, well, yeah, that's proof that, wearing the mask and all of that stuff helps. Well, I think it's more likely that, a lot of people died of the flu and just got counted as COVID-19 deaths.
Yeah, that could not be more obvious to me. I mean, you have a circumstance where hospitals are being forbidden from doing all of their normal stuff. They still have the same bills, and they get extra money for every COVID patient they have. Now, all that they're required to do to say that someone has COVID is check off a few symptoms that are also in common with the flu. And then they can officially have a COVID patient and have another $10,000 and another $40,000 if they end up on a respirator or die. It's completely perverse incentives.
We've also got Major Payne calling. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, good evening, gents.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm gonna put a chapter on what your last caller was saying. I'm gonna put a chapter preceding on this. In September of 2019, there's a little known thing that goes on. It's like an Olympics for the military, and all the countries send in their top dogs, and they have this competition saying who's the baddest of them all. Well, this thing took place in China that year, by the Wuhan Institute. And evidently there's a retaining pond behind that whether it was because of torrential rains or purposely done, some of these infected fish got out of the retaining pond and into the lake that the Olympiads were doing their competition on. Well, there was Turkish generals and all kinds of stuff that died shortly thereafter. But it was all buried. So, yeah, your caller's quite right. This probably could have been here by 2019.
I never heard of this.
We had returning athletes, too.
I never heard of this news.
First summer.
Yeah, could you maybe source this a little bit for us?
Well, I'm sure it's been wiped, but it was on the inner tube a long time ago. I mean, it's one of them things that only stayed up for a day or two.
Interesting.
They do their laundry right quick.
Well, thank you so much for the call tonight. That's something, hopefully someone can look into it. I can't just do Google searches, but if someone could look into that and find out if it's true, it seems weird that the militaries around the world would, compete with each other, but hey, that's what the point of the military is. Whose is the biggest? So anyway, the coronavirus, it's incontrovertible at least that it started in Wuhan. But what are your thoughts? 603-283-6160, it's Free Talk.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.